Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You've had lots of conversations this week.
Ooh, have I ever.
Yeah, which are interesting and should form the basis of our conversation here.
So good old Canada Post, they do something for us. Mm-hmm. They send their statements of investments to clients.
Mm-hmm.
And they're opening them up. Sometimes they all come together, and some places give them all in dribs and drabs, so you get them over different timing periods. And so the conversations I've been having from listeners of the show, I've been saying, Faisal, I've been looking at my statement, and on the back end of that statement shows how much I paid in fees and what's been the rate of return this year and since inception of that account. And in some cases, listeners of this show have said to me, Faisal, I only made 1-2% in this account. And they show it to me because we've done a Zoom chat or what have you. And they go, my retirement's destroyed. It's over. How will I be able to retire on 1-2%? And I go, is that your entire portfolio? Yep. No. Is that all of your accounts combined into one? No. Then it's not your entire portfolio. It's only one account. Yeah, but that's my one account. If that account doesn't grow, I'm not going to retire. The conversation I keep on having is they're looking at their individual statement. They don't like what they see for whatever number it may be, 1-2%, whatever number.
Or the opposite can happen too. I did 33% in this account.
Yeah, I've never had someone say I did 33%, I can retire
well,
sooner.
Well, they're not complaining.
They're not saying they're retiring sooner either.
Right.
In many cases, they're showing one account and they think their entire portfolio. Here's what I don't like about our industry. Our industry, regulatory-wise, has to send you a statement at least every 3 months on how that account is doing. Perfect. That's a good transparency of what's happening in the account, and you can review it at least every 3 months. At the end of the year, they give you that year-end statement, and they also give you the fees and the rates of return for transparency, so you know exactly what you paid and how much you made.
Right.
I'm okay with that. The problem that I have right now is there's nothing that consolidates all the person's accounts with that advisor or with that investment firm into one, so they can see it from a broader view.
Right.
So they get confused sometimes when they look at one statement and go, what the heck is happening here? And then the anxiety and stress level shoots up. On top of that, they're seeing everything they're seeing in the news. It doesn't work well for people. It can cause them a lot of stress.
Yep.
And so the question I have for you on this one, Dave, is we've got a lot of listeners who are right now going to be looking at their December end statements of last year and are not happy for either the account or all the accounts combined. What should they do in order to understand where they are before they sit down with their advisor so they can have a good conversation about what the heck happened in 2020?
Yeah, okay. So listen, I think before you open up your statements, okay, what I would recommend everybody does is sit down with their spouse if you've got one. And you should write down what your understanding of the goals and the strategies and the objectives were for this year or for that last year, or what they are, what you explained. What is your understanding of what it is you're trying to invest to do?
Make more money, Dave. That's the number one answer I can tell you right now.
I get it.
People who are listening to you just ask that question. Make more money. What's wrong with Mr. Popovich?
Yeah, but that you and I both know, and I'm going to speak specifically to a retired audience, that is not the number one objective. Make more money at any cost is not the number one objective. And if it is, you may have experienced something in last March, April, May through that pandemic that may have been incredibly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is your goal and objective in retirement, you better match your goal and objective to where you are in your life right now. So it doesn't matter what a person answers, comes back, and the emails that we're going to get as a result of that statement. Before you open it, refresh yourself on what it is you're investing to accomplish.
Yeah.
And most people will come up blank. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It will be just that. I just want to make more money.
Correct.
In which case, you can never be satisfied because you can always make more money. Ever. You can never meet that goal.
Yeah, that's a tough life to lead.
It's impossible. You can't do it. So, okay. So once you've done that, if you come up blank, now it's time to sit down and really think about what that objective is. Okay? If you do have an idea, okay, go ahead and open up the statements. Now, remember, you're getting account statements, right? So the TFSA might have a piece of the overall portfolio strategy versus what's in the RSP versus what's in your non-registered
or
account.
Corporate or locked-in accounts. Correct. There's so many accounts that do so many have different objectives,
right?
Different tax rules. So you're going to invest in them differently in on occasion.
Correct. So get the consolidated report. That won't be your annual statements, right? Regulatory says you got to get a statement for each account. That's not your strategy. So now you got to roll it up.
Yeah.
So either you do that if you're a do-it-yourselfer, or you have your advisory team give you a consolidated statement. And then you should be testing it against the objectives and the financial planning that you've done to see if you're on track.
Correct.
What you say? I don't have a financial plan. Now you got another problem.
Correct.
Because how are you going to measure success to that goal if you don't have the objectives set out and the reporting to test against?
A large portion of Canadians do not have a written financial plan.
We almost don't.
And the ones that do, don't review it and have it updated at least every 3 years.
Why 3 years?
Okay. We use 3 years because life changes over 3 years. Yeah. So will your goals and objectives. And number two, it gives you as if it was a brand new fresh start. So you look at your investments and your portfolio every year minimum. Then every 3 years, you make sure that you look at your overall plan and see are you on pace right. or not, or are you going to make any adjustments.
Right.
And then every 5 years, you review, is the performance of the portfolio matching the plan?
Right.
Now you're looking and you're leaving benchmarks, or we call KPIs, key performance indicators, on every step of the way so you can bulletproof your retirement.
Right.
These things don't happen, generally speaking. And so when the issue of redoing your retirement plan, as if you were starting retirement all over again,
right.
it gives you a fresh look and says, aha, now I know where I am today versus that plan that was made in 1984. And I think, right. I hope it works out.
Right.
Because the assumptions are going to be different based upon what's happening in the market and the economy and everything else.
Right. So think about this. What if you used some conservative planning assumptions, Faisal,
mm-hmm.
and your plan says you can produce a sustainable income stream of X, whatever that number is.
Yep.
And 3 years into the future, you go, and the performance of the portfolio is above
the target.
What you target for.
Yep.
Well, now if you rerun a financial plan in your calculations with your actuals, you may actually get a boost in your lifestyle spending
Ta-da.
Ability. Could you imagine? Who says no to that?
Ta-da.
Nobody says no to
That's
that.
That's a pension plan.
It's a pension plan, exactly.
If the pension does better than target, it can give out more income.
That's right.
Shouldn't your retirement plan do the same thing?
Right. I was going to do a piece. I haven't done it yet, but I want to do a piece on when is bad news good news? And so I think this is an appropriate time to raise that because here's what I want to say. I think bad news is good news when you get the bad news early enough to be able to do something about it.
Mm.
So let's think about the opposite of what I just said. What happens if the numbers aren't performing in the way that you need them to based on your financial plan 3 years ago? Okay, we may have a problem, right? But that problem has been identified early enough that you can make changes to the strategy
Correct.
To improve it. I'll tell you when you don't want bad news is when the game's over.
When it's too late. When you have to make a substantial difference in your lifestyle just to keep up with your savings.
You got it.
And I'll tell you, most people don't realize this until it's too late. You're absolutely right. I think when by at least reviewing and redoing that retirement plan every 3 years will give you the comfort knowing where you are on track or not.
Yeah.
And so when you're opening up your statements and you're looking at December and January now, and you look at those statements, just be aware that it's just a statement of the account, not the overall portfolio. So we want you to look around and say, what's all of my accounts combined? And if you got multiple advisors and multiple you got to consolidate yourself. You're just chosen yourself to be the chief financial officer of your family.
Yep.
So don't say this account's doing better than that account. So you've got to have a consolidated view. And what's the strategy for each account?
And for what, right? What's
and
the
for each advisor
to do?
And yeah. for each institution.
That's
like
right.
You got to have that plan in place.
That's right.
If not, you're leaving it up to hope and luck.
Right.
And I don't like that. I don't like leaving anything up to hope and luck.
No.
I want probabilities of success in my corner.
Yeah, correct. And it can be done.
Yeah.
Right? The probability, and that's the key word, the probability of success can be calculated. You can make strategic decisions. And none of that means you know what's going on in any given day, right? The markets can do whatever they do on any given day.
Correct.
The day-to-day movements are less relevant than the overall strategy and the long-term focus. Okay. Enough said about that. We got to. How do you do this, Faisal?
Yeah, there's a structure. There's a disciplined approach. How do you bulletproof your retirement? What I mean by that is you don't have that shock all of a sudden that you're going to run out of money or you have to substantially change your lifestyle through retirement. And we have seen that where people had to re-retire.
Yep.
They had to go back to work, make more money, come back.
Yes.
And we've seen too many people come to us in the ninth inning of their life going, now how do I do this? Right. How do you fix this mess?
Fix this? Yeah.
You really can't. So we want to fix this problem in advance. We want to give that information out to you at our next webinar Tuesday, February 23rd, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, well, thanks for sticking around and joining us for another edition of More Than Money. We look forward to doing again with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.